Welcome back to Terrence Cole Life Academy. Hey, Gen Z, I'm talking to you. Hey, first of all, let me say this. Thank you so much for what you do. And I know you're looking strange at your ear pods or your headphones, and you're saying, what are you thanking me for? Well, you are our continuation. You are next level. You are learning, preparing yourself to take over the world. And I love working with you. I hope that what I'm saying and doing is helping you grow to a level where when you are released to go into the arena of work, career, I hope that you have learned something from me that will help you and is preparing you for this next level. So this whole podcast series called Dear Gen Z is designed to just, one, encourage you and thank you, because you are about to take over the world. Your generation is inherited some mess. Let me say this very clearly. Right now we're dealing, if you hear this podcast sometime in the future, but I want to let you know the climate of the world that we're living in right now. Right now we got a couple wars going on. There is a debate over abortion and whether you have the right to do an abortion, or, and then you have the people saying that you're going to hell because you are committing an abortion. Abortion is murder. Whether one side is right or the other, that's what you're dealing with. That's not like something that's going to go away by the time you come into existence, where you are in careers and out of school, pursuing to help impact the world. That's one of the issues is still going to be there. There also is the race issue, black, white, green, orange. We are still, since the beginning of time, dealing with the color of someone's skin. And I find it silly, but that's another problem that's probably going to be there when you get there. And these are the things that you're going to have to look at and be able to push the world forward with your thinking. I hope you're developing yourself in a way that you're seeing society as it is and knowing that, hey, I got something to bring to the table. I think this is a great generation because, first of all, from the time you're able to function, you've had a computer in your hand, you had some type of screen that's guiding and leading you. You have a lot of information at your disposal. A lot of people have talked about you and complained about you. All they're playing is video games. But we are moving into a space called metaverse. And you are able to, if you utilize that correctly, you should be pushing into that area to practice. One of the benefits and the purposes that they're saying it will bring is, like with surgeons, you will be able to work on a body and do all kind of surgeries before you pick up a knife through the metaverse opportunity. So I just want you to focus on this, that you are somebody's next. Here's where we're finding ourselves caught up, because we are born to carry on, and some of our parents are not doing anything. So to carry on what? So some of us have to be the first. Some of us are the first to go to college, first to graduate high school, or the first one in your family to become addicted to drugs, the first one to get pregnant early, the first one to get a divorce. You are going to be able to chart that course. And I just want you to know that right now is the building stage. Let me give you two things and then I'm gonna get out of your way. So the first thing is, this is not playtime. I know culture says in the beginning part of your life, you should be enjoying yourself. That is totally false. And that's totally distracting, because you are in a place where you are growing and taking in the most information that you will ever take in the rest of your life. So you should be paying attention and gathering all the information you can. I promise you, you're going to need it when you become an adult. I promise you that all of the algebra will make sense. The science will make sense. The world history will make sense. People are not telling you. They're just telling you to go to school. No, we're asking you to go to school so you can take over and help fix the mess that we've made. Every generation is inherited a certain culture. And the last generation that I'm in, I didn't have cell phones when we came up. So cell phones was invented. Just imagine that. Computers in your homes had become readily available. Streaming music. We had CDs and cassette tapes and I hate to say my age, but we had albums. So they had record players. All of that was prevalent. And then the generation came along and you have taken us from this archaic state and moving us forward. So your generation is the generation that's going to take us to the next generation. Okay, now we have the digital age. Where are we going? That's going to be determined by you. That's going to be determined by how effectively you take the information, the basic information, which is school, and you take that to your next level. And not just be, oh, I want to be a doctor, but now you have the ability to go to this, to do medicine on a whole different level because of what's been left to you. So if you're going to be a lawyer, there's precedence that's left to you that you got all of this history you can stand on. But here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to not do nothing. You've come too far. Many of us are struggling right now. We have so many issues and depression and all, because these are the weights that come along with this culture that's sitting on your shoulders and trying to prevent you from your greatness. But you have the ability to move out of that, because you have the ability to find communities. You have an online community. You have what we call now social media. But social media is only meant to be a community that you surround yourself with. So that's why they call them friends and people who can see what you're doing and agree by liking what you do or disliking what you do. Some of us we invite the dislikes. But if you surround yourself around positive people, and they'll be able to see. So they're going to like some things, but they'll be able to help you get to your next level. Hey, I would do this. I like that, how you did that, but I would do this. And then you take that advice and you take it to the next level. But you have a world ahead of you. You have many years of investing on this planet. There was a great a poet that said, not poet, but a guy said this phrase, and I can't call his name right now, but the phrase is, you should be ashamed to be here for 60 or 70 years and don't leave a legacy. Don't leave anything. Right now, you are building your legacy because you're gathering your resources, your mental resources to carry your career or your life. You want to have resources. You want to have mental resources before you reproduce, before you even go into a career. Because guess what? All you're going to take into that career is what you got. And if you can't follow instructions, if you can't hear people and allow people to criticize where you at right at this moment, because this is the growing stage of your life. This is the time where all the things should be gathered, and then wisdom come when you got them. So you gather knowledge, and then how you use your knowledge is what's called wisdom. And wisdom brings about understanding. So you gather knowledge, and from that knowledge, how you use your knowledge brings about a wisdom. And the ultimate goal is to have an understanding. And from the understanding, you push out into the world this advancement. Gen Z, you are what I can never be. I don't have the time. Utilize this first period in your life to get as much information. Number two, just because culture is a specific way and it seems okay, you have to advance everything you do. I want you to look at this. If you look at your house and you see your room and you see how your room is set up, if you change your bed around, change your dresser around, you would have a whole nother room. Sometimes, and I know some people, they change their rooms around and their furniture around in their house every 2 years. Why? Because it gives it a different look. It gives it a different feel. Guess what? They elevate that room because they paint it. They add new, after you paint it, you gotta change the pictures on the wall. So it's always this advancement. God has created us in a way where we're never stagnated. You're not going to be able to have such a wonderful, fun time in the beginning part of your life. That's meant for the middle. When you gather information and you start to grow as a person, and you developing and you got your information, now you're an adult and you got a career and you're on your way, you will start seeing, okay, one, I have the ability to produce funds. So I can take my funds and create an environment where I'm happy, where I can go out and I can have a good time. I can take care of myself. But right now, someone is totally taking care of you. One of the negative aspects of this generation, people say about you, is that you are entitled. Entitlement means that you didn't earn it, but you expect it. And you want things handed to you. You think that they automatically should go to you, versus everything is earned. Everything is pursued. And once you get it, there's a satisfaction that comes along with it. I'm saying to you, Gen Z, today, that you have the greatest opportunity to develop and move our whole world to a different dimension. Guess what? Someone from your generation will do this. Is it you? ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose? Why do I exist? I did not come into this world to just sit down and just only enjoy all of the benefits that's been given to me. Most of the people that's sitting on the side of the world that's begging for money, they have subjected themselves to the base of what someone gives to them. You have all of the power and gifting right now to pursue anything. Right now we have experienced women on all different levels in the career. In the beginning part of my life, it was rare that women were in the household because men did not accept them in the work, in the career area. Black people, there wasn't a multicultural world. There was very segregated places. And now we're living in a multicultural America that is open and growing. But you have to continue that growth knowing that this is a world for everyone. If you make it out of the billions of sperm cells and swim upstream to the egg and you develop and come into this world, you belong here. There's purpose for you. So we should have that mindset, have the mindset of diversity, mindset of growth. Every person has a place here that have made it here. So as you go and grow, I want you to know, keep your focus. One, circling back, that the beginning part of your life is not made for fun. It's made to gather information. And two, you have a purpose, you have a direction, and we expect you to move our generation, our history, your next level. Everything is sitting on your shoulders. Please execute on all of the resources that's left to you. Take it to the next level. I believe in you. I thank you. And I leave you with this. Failure is not an option. You're here. Playtime is over. Let's get busy, y'all.